It's not a cartoon. It's anime.
Welcome to another episode of Animation.
All right, that
was a group power up. That was kind of tight.
That was fun.
That was kind of tight because we were all in sync. But Ice bitch ass.
Ice's bitch ass didn't participate. Wait, that was fun, dude.
So hold on. Ice comes late.
Yep, again.
Like always. It's new. Not new.
In purple short shorts.
In purple short shorts. Yep. And then doesn't even show up to the power up and he's hit. Ice, dog.
Bro, you didn't even want to do it. So why are you trying to?
I said, no. I said it.
Before y'all did it, you said it was a terrible idea.
No, that's not what I said. He said, do with your hand and have us go up and then go down. That sound corny. I said,
that's trash. And you said, I agree.
And let's all revisit how it went. How was it, guys?
Fire.
But I'm just saying, don't act like you was on board.
I was on board with the power. I wasn't
on
board with the way the power
was going
to go.
Y'all powered up with your friends watching Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Who does that?
Me. I did it. I knew how fun it was. That's why we just did what we did. It was great.
I've had power bumps with my brother.
That has never happened.
No?
With me. I've never done it with
you. Well, nobody likes you. Well. All right, so what are we talking about today?
We thank y'all for tuning in, man, and we appreciate y'all for always tuning in. We love y'all, man. I just want to say that up front, man, for sticking through us with this anime, because shit! Whoa!
Yeah, so.
This was, this is pretty tough, man. Finally finishing up Goblin Slayer.
Nice.
We're going to finish up 9 through 12. Ice over here flicking off the camera, even though we're not on camera.
Nope.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, not really, really.
Just so you guys know, if you ever follow me at Mr. Producer Face on Instagram, I typically post once or twice per session that we're filming.
And then I normally add those posts on an animation page.
Unless I forget to.
But you will get a chance to see, I think in next week or two, we're going to be actually filming our podcast.
Yeah, we're hoping to.
Finally get to see Ice's short shorts and afro.
Yep.
You get to see my bald head, Brennan's bald head.
I thought he was about to say something.
My balls.
Good to see my balls. That's behind the paywall.
What is this?
You gotta subscribe to the Patreon for that.
Yeah, that's me.
You gotta donate that's for amazing. Those.
Those ball shots aren't free.
You get to see Rob.
Those ball shots aren't free.
The ball headed twins and me and Brennan. And then you get to see. I don't know.
I'm still working on bringing the beard back. So
yeah, Rob's working under the red beard.
I miss your beard, Rob.
Yeah, me too. Well, it had to go because of an accident. That's a story for another time.
So the story for this time, I want to talk some shit about Ice's pick here. This is Goblin Slayer. We finished this shit today.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we finished.
I
finished it today, but I finished it on time.
I finished it this morning. Sent you guys
We saw that.
I thought it was pretty good. The part that I sent.
Wait,
the
that?
Oh.
Did you see that dramatic pause? The dramatic silence.
Oh, no, but no. I like these last four episodes, too. Yeah.
Last four episodes. Let me tell you something,
How about we have Ice walk us through the episodes today?
I'm not walking through shit. I'm not Rob. That's not. I'm here for.
We can cut through these fairly fast. We don't got to go super heavy with the.
I don't really feel like there was too much plot that happened. to be honest with you.
All it was is just like fucking Endgame. Basically.
Pretty much, yeah.
You know what's funny? We're gonna get killed because a lot of people like this anime. We're getting people have DM'd the page.
I don't think this anime is bad.
It's not Gangsta.
Said it was trash.
No. So Gangsta, I'm thinking about
trash.
It. No, I said it earlier, and now that we're recording.
See, that's the ball headed shit going
on
right now. Y'all going back on what
y'all
said initially.
So all I'm saying is that I don't think this is a good anime. But I look at it contextually, like when you're looking at like Gangsta, and like how I'm not thinking about that. But I went out of my way to like not want to watch Gangsta. Like this show, I wasn't like happy to sit down and watch it, but I wasn't like, fuck, I'm watching this. I just sit down and be like, all right, well, this is what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. It's cool. But Gangsta, like I really had to like force myself to watch it.
Yeah, right. I will put this below Samurai Champloo.
Mm.
Well, I mean,
well,
obviously,
come on, we're giving all the good stuff away. We haven't even gotten through the plot.
Okay, go ahead.
Wrap up thoughts.
Rob, wrap up.
Wrap this shit up fast, Rob.
So, I mean, this first episode, they're basically wrapping up the plot in that Watertown area. They're still down in the basement. They just beat that demon that was guarding the mirror.
Yeah.
And they're kind of checking it out. And they're like, this is some old artifact from a long time ago. Basically, these sort of items are used to transport people from here to there. Mm. And they basically figure out that this is a link to the Goblin homeworld, which it seems it is the Green Moon, yeah. based on what little we're able to see.
Yeah, yeah.
But we
it definitely looked like the Green Moon.
Right? Yeah. Because right. it looked like the Red Moon was super
right,
close.
We're close to it, and the ground was green. So yeah. I was just like, all right, that makes sense.
But like, also over there, they've got like goblin families, they got boats and shit, you know. The...
they did.
What did they have goblin women over there?
You know, I didn't catch it, but it looked like they were kind of living in a society. It wasn't like what we're used to seeing them like hiding in caves. They were outside.
Yeah,
they were
yeah.
hanging out. So maybe there's more to
little
what
boy
is
any
going
goblin
on.
Little boy on boy action.
I didn't see yeah. any goblin rape.
Yeah.
No, not there. There's that.
Oh,
not that one.
Well,
just you wait. Right. It'll come before too long. So right after that, I mean, it kind of gets into the action pretty quickly. They are just like, oh, well, somebody had to have heard that explosion that we just set off. And yeah, sure enough, another horde of goblins comes running in, very similar to a couple episodes ago. They even have that one-eyed champion behind him that they had fucked with earlier.
Yep.
And they get into a pretty crazy fight. The elf chick is firing off like arrows like Legolas, like 2-3 at a time. You've got the dwarf kind of slinging rocks. Mm.
Rocks. It's like Dennis the Menace ass.
His slingshot. Yeah. Meanwhile, in the back, you've got the lizard man and the priestess trying to basically bring the mirror down.
My whole thing is, where was that fucking strength before?
Oh, yeah, right? He's just like, all of a sudden, he channels the brontosaurus and just like becomes jacked. And just like,
turns into trunks when he's fucking fighting Sale.
Yeah.
Like, he had to put a spell on, right?
Yeah, yeah. It was a spell, yeah, but I'm just like,
he was like, I want 10 times strength. It's like, he got a hella big. And it's
why
like,
why didn't he do that? Why doesn't he do that every time?
Where
he
was
fights?
That? Yeah. Where was that?
What was that when he was fighting when the Goblin Slayer got his ass right? up the first time?
Well, right. I'm guessing since this show gives shitty context, I'm guessing that it just he only has a limited amount of those.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's got a certain amount of spells
right.
in any given day.
But even
right.
still, oh, like, okay.
And that's
the big
he called on a god or something. He was yeah. like, lizard god, I Reptar, mean, help me.
Like, yeah. Reptar?
It certainly seemed like it would have been better in that fight against that ogre, like
right.
when he did get his ass beat the first
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
When it's just like, well, your bone dragon didn't do shit. Like,
right.
I think maybe if
that's,
you could.
You
should
have went KO Ken on his ass.
Yeah,
something
seriously,
like
yeah.
10 times strength. Like,
eat some spinach and get Popeye'd up or
I was
whatever.
Pissed. To, you don't. That's not even. He didn't even use it to fight. He used it to pull down a mirror. Like, fuck out of here.
I'm not mad at Ice right now. He definitely KO'd Ken.
Like, yeah, yeah. But one. So they're having that fight, and the Goblin Slayer comes up with the plan, and he basically tells the dwarf dude to blast the ceiling, and he tells everybody to get underneath the mirror, but to flip it upside down. So what they do is he has the priestess also use her holy light to blind them and then causes a cave-in while they're all hiding under the mirror, and all the rocks that fall on top of them basically get transported onto these goblin families, I imagine,
yeah,
just
yeah.
on the other side of the... that aren't bothering anybody.
Yeah, just chilling. Now, he's a goblin. It's a Goblin Slayer, bro.
Yo, real hail hit them. Yeah. So they just sitting there like, oh, you know, man, we about to just go out and go to Burger King and shit. And then all of a sudden, boulders.
Goblin Burger King.
What... I wish they would have showed that. That
a little bit, right?
Like, yeah, yeah.
Because they talk about like.
I thought that was I would say this. One of my favorite aspects of the show, and I don't have very many, is how clever the Goblin Slayer is.
He
plans his shit.
Like, if you're gonna be known for something specific, he's dope as shit.
Strategic,
like that's my thing. Like,
planning,
if
he's amazing.
You're the Goblin Slayer, you can't just be half-assed killing goblins. Like,
no.
If you're known as the dunk dude on the basketball team, your dunks better be dumb. Like, you can't just be one-handed. You got to be fucking arm in the rim,
yep.
360. Like, if you're going to be known as that guy, and he's known as a Goblin Slayer, and he goes hard. If somebody got to tell you, don't poison, burn, or waterboard them, you got to be cold as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like how every time he does kill shit, he goes over and says, just for the record.
No,
exactly.
I didn't use any of that shit. Like I said.
You saw that, right?
Yeah, right? You saw that, right? You want this dick, right? Yeah, too bad. I'm more interested in goblins. Keep it moving.
He had the hose. These four episodes, he had the hose.
He did. Yeah. So they wrap up that fight, and they head back into Watertown, and he meets up with the priestess, the sword maiden. And honestly, I had to look up an explanation for the scene because I was like, I didn't quite get what they were talking about. But
she,
I got it.
Yeah, she finessed. She's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
She played her like Well, I don't know. That's,
I mean, here's what I saw written online, because I got a little turned around in the logic of it.
It was tough. It was tough.
Because
she kind of... Oh, my bad.
Yeah. No, I mean, he basically found out that the white alligator that was down there was her familiar, and she was using it to keep people out of there, because it turns out that the mirror, all that shit, it was the demon lord and his people doing that. But if people found out, they would want her to go down there, but she can't go down there because it's goblins and she can't fight them.
Yeah, she's afraid of goblins.
It's long story short.
Yeah.
It's pretty much, yeah, and when I found that out, I mean, I guess that's, if the story was about her, like this whole anime was about her,
yeah,
I think that would be a cool thing, to where she has a thing where she can't, she has like a fear. She has something, she's clearly dope as fuck. She killed the demon slayer, who was a monster. Demon lord. Who's a monster, pretty much a beast. And then, but these little ass goblins that are just easy to slay.
Yeah.
She's like, but them, I can't,
bro,
I just can't
hold on,
do
hold
it.
On a second, hold on a second, man. You're lacking compassion right now. She got goblin raped.
She did get goblin raped.
I'm saying in a sense of being a beast at fighting.
I get that, but she got goblin
raped. That's her Achilles heel right there.
I mean,
have you not seen like the depiction of what these women look like after they get goblin raped?
It's not about being.
They're shelling themselves.
I mean, it sounded like Keenan was saying, like, it could be an interesting development for a character to do that.
It adds motivation. See, Brandon, fuck you, Brandon. You tell me like I'm some insensitive asshole about women getting goblin raped on this show.
Yeah,
no.
You are.
No, not at all.
I mean, it is sort of interesting that she is somebody that's so strong. She's a gold level hero, and she can't handle it. I mean, which for reasons that make sense. You know, she's got PTSD or whatever.
No, I mean, I give her props. Like, she went through it. She took that goblin rape.
All right.
And she continued to fight.
Like, come on.
Right. Who's insensitive?
Yeah, that's definitely you.
Who's insensitive here?
Come on.
Wow. This fucking dickhead over here.
Jesus. Brennan.
Jesus Christ,
call
man.
Him a dickhead.
Well, this is going to be the last episode after we get a...
Look, I said I respect her. She went through that experience and then afterwards still picked up a sword and fought and killed the demon lord. I think that's impressive.
She did.
She came back.
Like, more power to her.
Impressive.
Keenan called you a dickhead.
Rob, where were we?
I didn't think it was that funny, but all right, I'll take it.
Because I'm looking at him, and then you must be freshly shaved because of your head.
Well, yeah, he has he's freshly bald shaved. He's kind of like a dick.
Dick.
Right, yeah.
I just added to it. I'm sorry.
This is where we're at now.
Brandon ain't having it, dog. Brandon's like, move on. That's why I don't do this shit.
It's not entertaining to me. So I'm like, I mean, if it was funny, if I actually looked like one, I'd be like, oh wow, I hear this all the time.
When you're the butt of the joke, it's never funny. That's what it is. He looks like a penis with glasses. That's what it looks like right now.
Oh jeez.
He looks like Diglett. You know, remember from Pokemon?
I'm good with Diglett. I'm good with Diglett.
And you just throw the glasses on Diglett.
That actually, if somebody wants to whip that up, that'd be kind of funny. If somebody can
put Brennan on like a
make a Diglett.
Oh, that'll be great. That'll be
Cameron.
Amazing.
I will, Cameron. I will kill you.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, Cameron.
Cameron, remember who has the most leverage?
Hey, what did
you
your
in this,
oh
in
my
this
god,
room?
Cameron? What didn't your horoscope say something today about like?
Fuck you,
standing
Rob.
Standing up to those.
Yo, don't
charges.
We have a show?
Anyway, sorry.
Don't we have a show? I swear to God.
Yeah, please.
Cameron,
you
make your best choices for your life, all right?
Hey,
that's fair.
Yeah. You're so whack, Brennan. Yeah. Just remember who has the most power in here that can control your fate.
Yeah.
Look who's swinging their dick around.
Did you feel the wind from it?
I did. A.K.A. his head.
All right, there.
All right, Rob. Is
it's
Rob,
off, it's off the rails, guys. It's off
it
the
is
rails.
Off. It is off the rails completely at this point.
They're like 12.
Oh, now we 12. You just talked about fucking. You laughed at goblin rape. Now we call you a dickhead.
We're watching a show
and
about goblin rape.
All right, man.
Oh my god.
Right, so anyway, he basically leaves the sword maiden there, and she's just and he says like, yeah, like basically, if you have problems with goblins. Give me a call. I'm the Goblin Slayer. I'll show up. All right. That's what I do. Like he doesn't seem to like her any more or less. He's just sort of like whatever. That's
he walked up on some stone cold hard shit. So he's just like this. Yeah. Mm. Remember she, yeah. She said something like, "Yo, if it's in my dreams
yeah, that
come
was
back."
Yeah, and he was just like, "Yeah, sure."
Yeah.
It was, I don't care. Whatever.
To me, he was like, "If it was about goblins,
I'm there."
I was just
and
like,
"She said the dream part." I'm like, "You guys are some cornballs."
I was like,
that was
kind of whack.
Yeah, that was pretty corny.
They really trying to get this Goblin Slayer some heart over these four episodes. They trying to like, oh fuck, let's give him some character development. Like at the end. And,
I mean, even here, he just stays to what he's always been doing. It's just like, are there goblins? Then yeah, I'll be there. Your dream, sure. What the fuck? Why not? Because it costs him nothing.
Right.
But so they all get on, you know, they find themselves a wagon. They're on their way home, and they're kind of recapping shit, and they're just saying, you know, when I get home, I'm going to make that ice cream like we called. He's going to steal that poor man's idea.
I thought he was, I wish you used it to kill goblins.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
So great.
Oh, well. Anyway, so the next episode starts up. It's another kind of, not a flashback, it's a... Because it turns out that other shit going on with the Demon Lord, that is actually happening in real time. That wasn't a flashback or whatever. That wasn't the Sword Maiden that was tied up. But this is, the hero is out there fighting the Demon Lord. And it seems like there's some crazy, like, epic metal shit going on somewhere else. And we're not watching that.
I think he just came back. I think it happened 10 years ago.
It did.
And then he came back.
Exactly. But we haven't seen any of that thing.
Right.
Because we thought last episode that, you know, that scene with the blonde girl tied up when the hero showed up, they were like, oh, maybe, at least that was my understanding, was, oh, maybe that was the Sword Maiden tied up.
Yeah.
And that was when that happened. But no, that was actually happening. Because when they say, oh, did you hear about the hero? That was actually happening in real time.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Which is the same instance with this, and it's the hero is saying, oh, if we beat the Demon Lord now, then I'll become a Platinum Hero, and then it kind of cuts away from them as they're going to head into that battle. Mm-hmm. And instead, we get a snoozer of an episode where it's basically the Goblin Slayer getting his armor fixed and going around town, and everybody going like, oh, I thought you died. I heard you died. And he goes, yeah, I did. And then I came back, so here I am.
This is kind of like a flashback episode, too, a little bit, right? Which one? They showed
no, that was
kid?
The next one that was the recap episode.
But that was dumb.
No, yeah. You're not talking about the SP episode. The
SP episode was the recap.
Yeah, it was? I didn't watch it.
Yeah, it was. It was a carbon copy of the...
It was straight up recap.
It was the same thing.
It was almost the same episode right in a row, yeah. Where they basically just explain. He goes around. He just kind of checks in with everybody. The cow rancher girl comes to town with him and just meets all his friends. And she's like, oh, so he has been hanging out with some more people. They go out to dinner. They go out to dinner. They share a meal. They eat some cheese
and some ice cream.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of it. If anything important, he drops off his armor with the guy, with the blacksmith, and he gives him a new set. He still doesn't have a scroll for him.
Yeah.
He talks. One of the kind of interesting things is he runs into some of the heroes that are always talking shit about him, and they don't recognize him. So they're just like, "Oh, what are you, new in town?" He's like, "No, I've been here for a while."
Yeah.
And they have that whole interaction, and turns out they still don't know who he is by the time it's
because he doesn't have his armor on.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then they're telling him to go to the capital. And fight like what's the stragglers left of the demons to get extra money.
That wasn't the SP episode.
No.
No.
No, okay, I'm zoning. Keep please continue.
No, that wasn't the SP episode. No, so basically what they're setting up is that, yes, the Demon Lord has been defeated. They're kind of just wrapping all that shit up. People are kind of heading out of this town.
Yep.
And
that was the episode I was telling you about this morning. I was like, that was really boring.
You were you told me you were falling asleep.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's why you're just like, wait, circle. What? Yeah, so that episode wraps up with him getting his armor back. They have their dinner. He kind of talks. He meets up with some other adventurers. There's this lady that's trying to become a paladin, and her like fighter buddy that we've seen kind of in the training yard a bunch
of
times.
They were pretty cool.
They were pretty cool, and I wanted to see more of them. And we do eventually in these last two episodes, but we still don't really know them as characters all that well. So the last thing we see in that episode is, as he's kind of building fortifications to protect the farm and rebuilding stuff, and he's doing his morning routine, and he goes out and he sees that there's goblin footprints all
over
the farm.
I actually got kind of hyped when I saw that.
I was looking forward to it these last two episodes. And these next two episodes is him. He immediately comes inside and he tells the farmer girl,
"Yo,
like,
hold on, let's talk about this."
Yeah.
He walks inside.
Uh huh.
And she's like, "What would you like for breakfast?" And he was like, "Run."
Yeah.
That was his response. Yeah, run. Yeah. She's like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "I saw a lot of goblins. You need to leave now."
Mm-hmm.
And then she was just like, "Nah."
Nah.
She's like, "Nah." No. At first, I was like, this dumb human being that doesn't deserve to live, let her get the goblin.
Yeah.
I'm just going to call it that. I just called it that. That's all I called it now. Just the goblin. Just get the goblin.
Jesus.
But I'm just saying, like, why would you stay when you know what happens?
I understand what Brenda's saying because when she said it, I was like, "You dumb motherfucker." Yeah.
Exactly.
It is.
It's dumb. But then her response is like, "Well, the reason I'm going to do this is because if I stay, you're going to stay, and you're going to stay and fight the goblins by yourself if I don't stay here." So she kind of forced him to go ask for help because he's like, "I can't defend her by myself." Right. It's the way that I took it. That's the only way I could justify it.
I didn't take it that way, but that makes more sense.
That does make sense, actually. Yeah. And it also, I mean, she talks about how, you know, the two of them kind of have survivor's guilt and the fact that they're really the only two people from their town that made it. And she sounded like she didn't want to. The uncle wasn't from there, though. Like, the uncle lived in the city.
Oh, yeah, and he came back. Yeah, yeah, I guess. Yeah, you're right. Because he took her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it sounded like she didn't want to live through that again. But they're living on an isolated town, so if she ran, it's not like she was leaving anybody behind. It's just their farm.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's like the farm animals like take
right.
our valuables.
But what you said, Brendan, that does make sense. And so it does force him to go ask for help, and he does. He goes to the guild, and he asks everybody for a favor.
I love this scene, actually.
He says, I have a request. Like, will you guys help me out? And the answer is pretty unequivocally no across the board.
They were being
huge dicks.
They're like, what will you pay?
Yeah.
He's like, everything.
You know what's funny? When I saw this, I was just like, I hope that some of them die.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah, me too.
I was all like, I hope these motherfuckers
die. Yeah, they would be some assholes.
Some of them should have.
Come on, bro.
They was like, they gave him a big fuck you. Because they was with the fuck you, too. Like, they stood strong.
He didn't say, this isn't a charity. Right. Like, this is an adventurer's guild. Like, what's the reward?
Well, I mean, let's break this down, though. Because let's keep it 100% real. Every other person, adventurer in that guild, if they were to ever ask him for help on an adventure, what would he say?
He would have said no.
Are there goblins? Are there goblins?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
Fuck you.
Exactly. So my point being is that.
Well, I guess maybe not because he went with the adventurers and stuff.
Only because they offered him goblins.
But then after he was like, I'm going to ride with y'all.
Well, the reason he did that, though, is because that was a deal he made with them after they saved his life and
right,
shit.
Yeah.
And they were just like, you got to come with us another adventure. So he's like, all right.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Mm. And it still ended up being goblins.
Still did end up.
But they were going on an adventure. This wasn't even necessarily an adventure. This was like some shit that's like, yo, this can fuck up a lot of stuff.
You
in town
die.
And stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah. So it's like to kind of like help out people.
Yeah, they were just taking it as an adventure. Like, this ain't no fucking adventure.
That's why I was like, it's a different, it's two different, you don't compare it the same.
That's right, because they weren't thinking about it in the way that he's seeing it, whereas if these goblins establish a base just outside of town, like, they're coming for the city next.
Exactly.
You guys are on deck.
Yeah.
And if you don't understand, then that's your fault.
Go, so.
Yeah.
That's one problem I have with this whole show is that, like, these adventurers don't really... like take goblins seriously.
They don't.
And it's like
most of them don't.
Yeah. Every piece of evidence that we've seen about goblins in every
not
aspect,
to be fucked with.
They're not to be fucked with.
They're taking their size into account. I think they're letting their small stature.
But even when there's only like the small goblins, there's normally a big one too. Like how many times do they encounter just small goblins? You know what I'm saying?
But even the small goblins aren't to be fucked with.
No, they got the bow and arrows and fucking swords.
Well,
and
I think the reason why they're not, like people don't. Fucking Brennan. I think the reason why nobody gives a fuck, not nobody gives a fuck, the elite warriors don't, because this is like, skill wise, they're like, bro, I can, one slash is done. And I'm a warrior.
They're small potatoes.
Yeah, exactly. It's like beating up a toddler.
But at the same time, it's like, the dragons are out there just chilling in their mountains or whatever. We have to assume they're not doing it. Because we're in the cities most of the show. And in these shows, the thing they talk about in the cities that's the biggest problem is the rats. Hmm. So what I'm saying is like, they're not being attacked by dragons and ogres in these cities.
Yeah. But they won't
but
smoke
they are
with
being
the dragons,
attacked.
Though,
but
too.
I'm saying even the towns, they're not getting attacked by anything except for goblins. So like the only thing we've seen attack anything in the show is goblins. And nobody gives a fuck. And when goblins attack, unless the goblin slayer's there, everybody gets fucked up.
But the goblins haven't, I feel like, imposed a big threat as they see, because the goblin slayer been taking care of it.
I mean,
so
they had human shields ready to go.
Well, yeah, I'm saying they are. But because of the Goblin Slayer, they don't see goblins as a threat like that because he's been down there. So they haven't really been able to manifest and be a big problem like
they
have.
How many people do you think have been killed by goblins or raped in the show that we saw?
Yeah, I'm saying, but if you're on a big, if you have a big war going on, that's really minuscule. If you got a fucking demon lord in your capital.
Yeah, but the
capital,
demon lord arc wasn't even during the entire show.
But it was during the show.
It was up until this point.
Yeah.
So, like, that whole fight was going on. I thought at the very beginning of the show.
Because they was like, we don't have time for goblins. There's shit going on at the capital.
Yeah.
That's been
then
the whole
thing. What's
up with
all these adventurers that are not in the capital?
They're just going on other things around it.
Yeah. They're not there. I mean, listen.
That made me like the show less.
Those guys still suck because they're not going out after it. But I think I see what you're saying, Ice, where it's just like, the reason why they don't see it as an issue is because the Goblin Slayer, they are like living where the Goblin Slayer is taking care of the problem.
Right.
So like, they don't think it's a problem because it's being handled already.
Yeah.
It's like you have an exterminator at your crib.
Exactly.
It's just like, you know, you have a rat problem. You don't have no fucking rat problem. Well, you don't, because I'm here every week killing these rats, and you don't see it. But if I stop, these rats are going to pull up.
And they do talk about that a little bit in the episode that we kind of rushed through, where the farmer girl is kind of saying, like, you know, what is going to happen once he goes away? Somebody else has to take this up after he's gone, because he really is the only one that's taking care of this problem, so that nobody else has to worry about it. Mm-hmm. That allows people to go off and fight dragons or fight the demon lord or any of that shit, because you don't have these goblins becoming a bigger problem because he's there taking care of it.
Yeah.
But all that to say, he is in the guild trying to get people to sign up for a goblin slaying mission, which most of them are saying, like, either you got to pay me for that shit, or no, I don't like you, or
you're a freaking weirdo. Like, people called him a weirdo.
Yeah. And I mean, he's got a few. He does have a few people, like, you know, he's got his squad, and he's got the girl behind the counter that are just like, oh, we do have to help him out. The priestess is there, of course, going like, yeah, I'll help you no matter what. Yeah. And there's even that paladin girl that's kind of saying, like, I mean, her buddy are kind of like, all right, we'll help you, but we kind of can't, like, come out and say that we're going to do that.
Yeah.
So, because she's like, I can't turn anybody down because I'm trying to become a paladin. I can't, like, turn that kind of request for help down. He was saying that he had helped his, like, old hometown with some sort of goblin problem. So he's like, I got to pay him back. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the guild is eventually like, hey, listen, because he's got so much pull with them. They're like, special goblin slaying offer. Anybody who kills a goblin, like,
gold coin.
Get a gold coin for every goblin.
Is this John Wick or what? Like,
so eventually that gets every. As soon as they mention the gold coin, everybody's just like, oh yeah, goblin slayer. Here's our best friend. Fuck yeah, let's get together.
Yeah,
I can't live without this weirdo. It'd be weird without him going here just trying to say shit.
And it was just like a second ago, you guys were just being like, no, fuck no, get out of here.
Yeah.
What's a quick question, Rob? Because you would know. Paladins, like, what is that?
That's like it's like a holy warrior. So, like, if you had, like, a priest character, like, melded with a fighter, it's like, trying to think, it's kind of like a Jedi Knight in a way. It's like they're supposed to have magical powers, but they're also, like, holy warriors, you know?
You don't fuck with paladins.
No. Jesus Christ!
Yeah, Jesus Christ!
Yeah, he's a paladin.
Thank you, God! He's out there just, like, cupping off, like, goblins' heads doing that shit. Yes,
oh,
fuck
my
yeah.
God. Pop lock and nut.
That'd be hilarious.
The paladin, the pop lock and paladin?
Yeah.
I want that so bad now.
That'd be great.
Yeah. But yeah, so he gathers the heroes. They come back to his house. Mm-hmm. And then immediately the battle starts. Like, that's,
yeah, they skip over the planning phase.
One thing
me.
I do want to say that, and I sent it to us in the chat, is that Elf fired his ass up.
Well, no, I said it before, earlier in the earlier episodes, the Elf and the Dwarf,
they got jokes.
They do.
They clowned this whole time.
They was joking.
In the midst of battle, they clowning. They don't give a shit.
They've been firing each other up during the battle, like, just going in. So then the Goblin Slayer, they're about to fight, and it was like, are you ready for it and stuff? And then he's like, you got your shit for the fight.
Oh,
and then,
yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Then
the elf
was like, you got your shit for the fight. And the Goblin Slayer was like, yeah, I got my shit. And he was all like, you're not going to get your ass knocked in the wall like last time.
I mean, I
will
say this.
Not.
The Goblin Slayer has not dodged a single attack in this entire show.
Oh, he ain't dodged shit. He dodged it. Because
he ain't got hands for real.
He just dodges with his, like, whole body. He's like, something's going to hit me. He just braces.
She said, like, he was like, are you good? She said, worry about yourself. Don't get thrown into a wall like you did last time.
Yeah. I remember didn't she kick him earlier?
She kicked the shit out of him.
She kicked him off
like
a cliff
solar
or some
plexus.
Shit.
Yeah.
She fucked him up.
Drop kicked him off of a pile of rocks.
And that was her being ungrateful as shit. Just real quick.
Yeah.
Ungrateful as shit because they did the whole mirror thing. He was like, that can't just happen to us, man. I was like, we would be dead if it wasn't for his fucking plan. What are you talking about? She was like, well, kick to the sternum. And kicks him off the fucking thing, and he can't fight somebody that has hands.
No,
she kicked the shit out of him because he was like, well, he said that's when he was like, no poison, no waterboarding, or no fire, and then she was like,
shut the fuck up. Get off these cliffs. 300 kicked him.
Damn.
But yeah, now the battle begins.
So the battle begins, and it starts off with the goblins come out of the woods, and they've got women tied up to these boards that they're using literally as human shields.
Crazy.
Which is crazy.
That's smart as hell.
And, I mean, they did a callback to one of the earlier episodes where they used a strategy they'd used before where the dwarf, and this time it's the witch lady, they get together and they use the stupor and the sleep spell to make all the goblins go to sleep. And they, like, rush in there, grab the women, and, like, bring them back and not even worry about killing the goblins. And as soon as they get out of there, they start raining down arrows on the goblins.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much on. And at first it's just these rank and file, like, shit goblins that, you know, they're having no problem, like, just mowing down. Nobody seems to be having any issues at all with this. And then coming out of the woods are like is a charge of these goblins riding wolves and
riders.
Yo, I'm gonna stop this for a second. I thought that was terrifying.
Oh yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Like wolves are terrifying enough. You have a pack of wolves with goblins on top with spears. And bow and arrows.
Yeah.
That is terrifying.
It's
you know
no
how
good.
Fast wolves are and how small goblins are? I'm just saying, like,
that
this for
me
is
of,
a real
the
danger.
Time I was reincarnated by a slime.
Yes, it does remind you that because those wolves are fucking dead.
Yeah, they were.
Exactly. The wolves and the like. The wolves and the reincarnated slime shit, they are not about
they're not,
games.
Yeah, they're not about,
they're
not
about games. They are not to be fucked with. And they did the same thing in that show where they had wolf riders because... In every kind of magical show, if you're riding a wolf, you're probably fucking shit up.
Yeah,
it's true.
You know what I'm saying? Probably.
Probably.
Yeah, this,
not
was
these
a,
guys.
This was an exception.
This is the first time I ever saw this happen with someone. But do you guys agree? Like, riding a wolf is terrifying. Like,
it's badass.
Like, can you imagine, like, if the Goblin Slayer didn't know that they had wolves and were going to ride down on these wolves, I don't know who wins this fight.
That would have been tough.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, shit. Like, okay, we got the human shield. Cool. All right, next they're going to send in the big, oh, what the fuck is that?
Those fucking wolves?
Is that Princess Okanagan? What's her name, Princess?
Mononoke?
Oh, Mononoke.
What the fuck? Big ass wolf.
Can you imagine?
That's the first thing I thought of was Princess Mononoke.
Mononoke.
When I saw that,
So they had a trap set up in the tall grass. Everybody kind of stands up, and they had all these spears stayed in there, and they just, and then all the wolves jump in, and they jump onto the spikes, and then they just kind
of
run through and
they
finish
them
off.
The wolves' heads off.
Jeez.
They lit those motherfuckers up.
Yeah, they stabbed the wolves in the mouth through the head.
Or they cut their heads off.
Clean. And then cut them off, and they was like, well, the goblins are still alive. All right.
Finish them off.
Wop.
One gold coin, two gold coins.
Everybody's counting up their riches as they go.
They like start bartering in goblin heads. And literally, that happens.
Yeah, they did,
And so as they're cleaning up this rank and file goblin trash that's out there, there's a couple adventurers out in the woods that are kind of chasing them off as they're retreating. And then they run into some bigger hobgoblins and goblin champions. And these guys aren't as lucky as some of the ones that are out on the field. They both get like eaten up.
Yeah.
One guy got tossed
across the field.
And then another fucking champion comes out of the woods just like some dude is just his shoulders are sticking out.
Yeah.
Bro, and he jumps his head
off.
What,
Clayton Kershaw?
Yeah.
Kershaw his fucking head. All you heard was like, y'all hear that?
At first I got super hype because I thought it was a flying goblin. Like, I'm like, oh shit, they got goblins that can fly. But then I was like, oh, wait, he just threw him fucking fast as fuck.
Man,
he threw a head,
goblins
bro.
Goblins would be terrifying if they could
fly. If they could fly, I thought that was going to be like the next level of goblins.
He
would have
been ready for that.
He'd
be like, I've never seen
this.
I honestly don't like how his plan came together. Just going to put it out there. I don't like it.
What, you mean that it was successful?
Yeah, because like this plan was super, like it was just like, there was no
trouble.
There's no trouble. Like, it's like, all right, let's start this fight.
I agree 100%.
They just keep introducing bigger threats, and then the threats are instantly destroyed. It's like he thought of literally everything.
Everything.
I'm like, that's not how battles go. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's funny because the whole thing, which we kind of breezed over, is when he tells this girl this is happening, he's like, literally 100 goblins are coming. I can't fight them all on my own in an open field. They have a goblin lord, a goblin king, which he had mentioned in a previous episode.
He knew all that just from looking at the scout's footprints.
A platinum level hero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he knows all this shit is coming.
From the footprints. He looked at their footprints. He's like, look, how many scout footprints do I see? Oh, yeah. Okay, I know exactly what we're facing. Like, you've done this before.
The only thing it could be is goblin king. And so as those guys are coming out, as the bigger goblin champions are coming out and hobgoblins are coming out, they're like, all right, all the low-ranking dudes, get to the back. This is time for just basically the higher-ranking adventurers and above. And meanwhile, somebody's just like, hey, where's the goblin slayer in all this? And they're just like, well, he's the goblin slayer. He's been off slaying goblins.
The big busty. Yeah.
And so they cut to the goblin king that has been kind of shown a little bit earlier on, running through the woods, and as he's running away, he runs into the goblin slayer who cuts him off.
He was like, I got to get away, because if I get away, I thought this plan was going to work. Looks like it's not going to work. I have to go back to the drawing board, and I'm going to keep coming back bigger and better and stronger.
I'm going to make more goblins with these ladies I've captured, which answered some questions we had from last time.
We were wondering why they were raping goblins. And then I kept getting some people, I think my boy Keith, he was telling me the same thing. Like, they got to reproduce is what it is. But I was like, reproduce with what, though? Are they having sex with humans and reproducing goblins?
Sounds like it.
That's what it sounds like. But yeah. I still want context behind that. Like, how are they giving birth? Is it, like, alien style? They busting through stomachs? Can they keep having sex with them and keep having birth? Are they, like, eggs and it's, like, 40 of them at once? Mm. Are they giving no context about none of this shit? This
you know, even now that you're bringing it up, I still don't want to know.
That sounds, that's disgusting.
I want to know what the sense of
it's
like
we
right.
can get into it, but I don't think we're going to be happy with the answers.
I don't think we're
gonna, yeah, that's true. But I guess I want context right. behind all this shit because it's just.
Yeah.
This is. Yeah.
Yep.
So they split the action up a little bit here between the fighting between the like silver level champions and the champions they're up against and the Goblin Slayer going up against the king and I mean, everybody kind of handles their business. Yeah. There's not really too much else to say about it. I mean, that dude with the chain was pretty cool. He was able to, like, walk up the chain and, like, slam his knife into that dude's head. The paladin and the fighter, like, they were pretty cool, I guess.
They were, like, tag teaming.
I didn't like the fights.
The fights were garbage.
I'm saying there was, like,
just wasn't any,
nobody
like,
got challenged.
It.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, like, they... Like, the big guys and what everything, they would attack.
Yeah.
And then they'd be like, oh, wow, you are kind of strong. And then kill the fuck out of them.
Pretty much. Yeah. And then just, like... I mean, it's cool that they were dope and like they were able to do badass stuff, but I'll put that in my final thoughts. But the real fight that's going on is between the Goblin Slayer and the Goblin King, and he's getting his life pretty Lord. Fucked up again. Yeah. Like he
didn't dodge.
Pretty
dude.
Much no.
He didn't
not
dodge.
Yo, he's pretty much getting thrown around again into the walls, just like the elf was talking about.
Anytime the Goblin Slayer has to fight anybody his size or bigger, he gets his ass with. Like I can't give you points for being skilled. If you're good at beating up the younger brother, and then when the older brother comes,
he's mentally skilled.
You ain't got
skilled,
you ain't got nothing for him. Mm. Nothing.
Mm. Well, I mean,
I guess he kind of did.
No,
not one on one, but
not one on one.
Overall, for the fight, I'm talking about hand skills. I'm talking about just off hands.
No, I mean, I think if the Goblin Slayer learned how to fucking dodge. Like, just literally dodge anything.
Yeah.
Then he would be a formidable opponent. But he, like I was saying earlier, yeah. all he does is, like, every time he sees any form of hit coming at him, he puts his shield and he puts his body behind that and braces. And I'm
the
like,
arm is gonna
this guy weighs three times as much as you and is swinging a hammer that weighs more than you at
yeah.
you.
And he's always down
you
and
need
out.
To dodge that.
One hit. One hit. He doesn't realize that, all right, one hit hurts me really bad.
You're done, bro.
So
you're
I have to be careful with this. And he keeps getting one hit, he's down again.
But it's like, in every other anime, the protagonist will be in this situation where it's like, okay, I got off the first big hit, and I'm standing in front of him. What's going to happen? He's going to swing at you. Yeah. You dodge that. And the Goblin Slayer is the only show I've ever watched where it's like
he
the
just,
first
he gets
swing from the bad guy.
Smoked.
He just is like, bam! Like, ugh! Needs a potion.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, this is like the third time.
He needs some milk.
He started.
He needs some milk.
He needs some milk. He needs some milk.
I mean, it brings up
the title.
That's
the Lizard Man took it.
That's the issue that the other adventurers have with him, though, is that he got to silver rank killing only goblins, and they're just like, he doesn't have the skills to fight with a dragon or an ogre or whatever.
That,
and I mean,
right.
the only. Yeah. And the thing that the witch says is just like, this is the reason why he's the silver ranked hero, is because of his mental ability, his ability to strategize and to understand his enemy, which is just goblins.
Yeah.
But, you know,
I would hate to see him fight a dragon.
He'd be toast.
I wouldn't be toast. If he knew, if he was the Dragon Slayer and it was the same person, he would kill the shit out of the dragon.
Of course.
I was just saying, like, he'd
but
kill the
not.
Shit out of it. Mm-hmm. But all I'm saying is, like, if he was not there, if you just removed the Goblin
Slayer. If it was
Goblin
people
Slayer,
dragon, if dragon's raping his sister, yeah, he would.
He would have come
no,
up
so with. No, so what I was going to say is if the Goblin Slayer wasn't present for this fight, so now we have a bunch of silver fighters and spellcasters and, you know, they have a place to provide. Like, who wins the fight? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I honestly don't know. If
Say
he wasn't
again.
There, if the Goblin Slayer was not there present for this battle, then who wins the fight?
I think it's closer. I think it's
you know what's
it's,
funny?
Because
I thought those riders would have fucked them up.
They would have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Those champions
and the human shields?
Been able to,
the human shields from the first wave. Yeah.
They wouldn't have known what to do.
They wouldn't have known. They'd be like, fuck, there's these women. I can't shoot arrows. Mm. So now the goblins are on them.
Yeah.
You know, and they're fighting these goblins, and the goblins are using them as a human shield.
Yeah, because they do show in flashbacks that he's literally, he does. He calls every single move they throw at him.
They're all good moves.
Yeah.
And even though, while that's all going on, what he's doing before he meets up with the Goblin Slayers, he goes back to that dude's nest, or before he meets up with the Goblin King, they're saying he went to the Goblin King's nest and killed all the goblins that were waiting for him back there and took all their shit out.
I didn't think it was dumb how he rolled up on him and was like, yo, that was our plan to lure you from there. Your nest, dead, son. It's dead. No reason to go back then. Right. You facing me now. Now what's I that? Was lit up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it meant nothing.
That's yeah. I'm like, if you're going to go into your killer instinct mode when he had the eye, you got to do business. Both times that I came out, he got fucking smoked. Got worked.
He still
both
won,
both times.
He won both times.
The only thing I can think of is it's just like when Dwight Howard was just like eating only candy bars and like playing like shit.
Right.
It's like he just like he leveled up off of garbage.
Right.
And so when he faces like an actual challenge, it's just like
he didn't smoke.
It's a problem.
That was so great to bring Dwight Howard. Right.
I didn't even know that Dwight Howard ate only candy.
It was
bars.
Like when he was playing for the Lakers and he was like playing like shit. It was just like the dietitian sat with him was just like, "What are you doing?
You're just eating bullshit,
Snickers and Kit
Kats playing
and shit.
Like
yeah.
bullshit."
Yeah.
And Kobe, you got Kobe. Everybody's like Kobe and Dwight. Oh shit!
It's because also too Dwight was so naturally just a fucking man child that. He thought he could eat anything.
Wow.
No. Yeah.
And then, you know, fours and fives started shooting threes, and he was a thing of the past.
Pretty much.
Straight up.
So, anyways, sorry, did you?
No, I was just going to say Andre Drummond, but please continue.
So as he's getting his ass beat against a tree by this by this goblin
his ass
king.
Beat against
I mean, he's literally getting his head stomped into the ground.
Stomped.
Yeah, he was
stomped into the ground.
Goodness. You know what's pissed me off about this?
What?
Is, I mean, and all villains do it, but it was just, that lord could have killed him.
Easily.
Like, one large step on his head, he's dead.
You guys were watching me watch this episode.
Yeah.
The whole time, I actually wanted the Goblin Slayer to die, not going to lie.
Yep.
And I was screaming, just kill him, because he's stomping his head and holding an axe over his head while he's stomping. Like, why don't you just cut his fucking head off?
Yeah, he could have killed him.
He should have killed him. He should have killed
him. They're not bright creatures, Brennan. God,
he's supposed to be the bright.
Show.
He's supposed to be
the
bright one.
Because the priestess would have been so shook, like,
she went into shit.
That would have been interesting for her to like roll up and to see. Yeah, she would have pissed herself. But it was interesting that like she kind of came back and she was the one that ended up saving him, kind of bringing that around.
Yeah,
no, he planned for her to do that.
He did, which is kind of another reason where I was just like, I wish you hadn't done that. The one thing that she did that was different is we find out that he had told her to use all three of her spells. On three protection barriers, she only ends up using two to like sandwich this dude in between.
And then the third to heal him.
Yeah, and she sandwiches the Goblin King in between the two walls, and as he's asking for forgiveness, she's not letting up, and the Goblin Slayer stands up, and he's just like, "No, I'm the fucking Goblin Slayer." Blah!
Nah, he was like, "You're a goblin, and I'm the Goblin Slayer." It was so dramatic, bro. For nothing.
I am so disappointed at the end of this show. Because there's still like 8 minutes left.
Yes!
Of what? So just so you guys know, here's what my experience was. That shit happened, and then my phone rang, and it was somebody I really needed to talk to. I was just like, Rob, I just looked at Rob, was like, am I about to miss anything? He's like, you're about to miss nothing.
Pretty much.
I literally just got up, took my call, and walked out of the room, and I came back about 6 minutes later. And came back, and I was like, this is still on?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. I was like, and then my friend Stefan was here, and he was watching it with us, and he was like, I tried to watch this for you so I could summarize it for you, and I have nothing to say.
Mm. Yeah, he's like, some coins exchange hands.
Yeah.
It was basically everybody's cashing in on their goblin heads, and they're just like, you know, champion, king, whatever, one gold each, which, I mean, I get it, but
nah,
that sucks.
Bullshit.
I would have been mad.
That's some fucking fine print shit.
Yeah.
Everybody's back. I mean, none of the main characters died, or even really the secondary, just those two dudes that were literally just there to die.
Right.
For that one scene. They're all eaten up. Everybody's kind of toasting the Goblin Slayer and saying what a good time they've had meeting him. And
they could have killed somebody.
I know, man.
Yeah.
And then the only thing that ends up happening is that the priestess tells him she asks him to remove his helmet, and everybody sees what he looks like for the first time ever. And it turns out the real treasure all along was friendship. I mean,
that was a great end off. That was beautiful, Rob.
Yeah.
And it was friendship. That's all right.
That was so great.
We have to go around the room, man. You know what?
You
want to start off?
No, wait, I should go last. Shouldn't you start off? Because we want Ice to finish this. Because Ice
we'll
is
go around the table that way.
Yeah, let's go around like this. Because Ice is the one that has to defend this shit that he made us watch.
You want to go from Rob first since he just let off?
You just didn't want to go first. But go ahead, Rob. You want to do it?
Yeah, I'll go first. I was really disappointed in the show.
Yeah.
Mostly because I felt like I felt like they duped us. Like in the first episode where they're just like, no, this show's going to go hard.
Yeah.
You're going to meet people and we're going to cut them out like that. And it's going to be dramatic. It's going to be violent. And it's like past that first episode, they never really reached that tone ever again.
Yeah.
Even the fact that they had all these characters in this big battle that's going to be brutal, and like Brennan said, everything went according to plan.
Yeah.
Literally according to plan. There was really no tension, and they never got to a point where, oh, this is... I mean, it was... They did connect it to the Demon Lord, but that never became important. Mm-hmm. It was literally just... it wasn't even like this Goblin King was the one... If he was just like, I know that these are the footprints because the Goblin King came to my town when I was a kid.
Boom.
And I saw him do this.
Thank you.
But that wasn't there. And so it's just like... And I mean, maybe we never found out more about his master, which I know they're planning on having a second season. The show is going to go on. But I don't feel like they did anything or even left off on a cliffhanger that makes me want to come back.
Exactly. They had to put it in the credits, Goblin Slayer is coming back. Like,
yeah.
It should be duh. Like, they could just wrap it up and that'd be it.
Yeah.
Like, if that was it, I would have been like, okay. But there was like, I'm not... Well, I'll get in more into it when it's my turn.
I mean, I don't think this is the worst thing we've seen.
No.
As a podcast. That's still belongs to Gangsta.
Gangsta was the bottom. Right
I'd say this is probably still like a low mid tier for me. I'd probably give it like a 5 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Brennan?
I agree with pretty much everything Rob said. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start off with compliments. I do think I like gory shows, especially anime. So I like the gore in the show. There's a lot of blood. I just think that's fun for some reason. I like the Goblin Slayer's mind. I really do. Okay. I like how smart he is. I like how he thinks of strategies that you can't predict while you're watching the show.
Yeah, that was cool.
You know, I mean, obviously you don't have all the information that he has available to him, but at the same time, like you're like, oh, wow, that was impressive, regardless of the information you had. That's just a really creative thing to do.
Yeah.
I think that's the best written part of the show, is looking at the way that the Goblin Slayer approaches killing goblins. I think that is like what people, if anybody's like, yo, I like this show, and they say that's the reason why, because they like strategic planning and fighting like that, then I'd be like, I almost understand.
Mm-hmm.
I also like the world building.
I would agree with that too.
I want to see more of this world. Like, I would actually love to see a fan fiction version of the show that actually follows the Sword Maiden through her time, or
that'd be dope.
Or like one of the other heroes, and like while they're doing like the spear guy that even killed like the big hog goblin. Like any of these people,
I totally agree with
they
that.
They seem really interesting. They seem like they go on real cool adventures. Mm. It seems like the world has a lot to offer to it. So that's what I think they did well. Everything else is kind of trash. The only character I really gave a shit about was the Lizard Man, just because to me he was funny and he was probably the coolest one. I liked his powers the most. He was my favorite character on the show.
I like the elf.
Brendan and I talked about that. I like the elf also. Yeah.
He was black. Wait, hold on. Rob, do you think the Lizard Man was black?
I could see that, yeah. Okay. I mean, they literally had no other black people, then they had like this other one, that's. Yeah,
the lady
that was super built. She was actually pretty tight too.
Yeah, she had her.
Oh yeah, she told that dude like, get out of the way.
Yeah.
That one like level one adventurer's got anger issues because he like can't do shit, and then whenever he goes in on somebody, he's like, it's like, dude, what the fuck? Like it was the same thing with the bug. You gotta chill.
That is the same guy. That's so funny. Yep. I forgot. So. I think that the character development on the show wasn't very good. So my favorite thing about anime is character development, world building, and action. And this one only has one of the three. What'd you say?
I said, but he doesn't like Naruto, but okay.
No, I don't.
Which is the pinnacle of character development.
I'm sure it is. Yeah. So that's what I say, that this show got one out of the three of my favorite things about it. Because the action wasn't garbage, but it wasn't entertaining enough. You know, it's like where Baki was like super entertaining because of the action.
Yeah.
The action, I felt like the action took away from the show because they'd build it up and it never would live up to the expectation of what it could have been.
Mm-hmm.
With all the gore that's available, with all the powers, with all the creatures, with all the things that we're seeing that are set up, you know, double moon. There's just so much cool shit that could happen and it just doesn't. So for me, it's like I rate it pretty much right where Rob did. I say like somewhere between a 4 and a 6. I'll call it a 5 out of 10. And it's lower tier. This is lower tier anime for me. Like for me, I would not say, if somebody's like, yo, should I watch this show? I say no, do not wait. This is not a good representation of anime. This isn't a good use of your time.
Ooh.
And you're not gonna get anything for it.
You're gonna get some heat.
Bring it. That's what I'm saying. Like I don't think people would enjoy it. Most people aren't gonna enjoy this show.
You know what's funny? Most people do.
Yeah.
A lot of notes that I got from people or DMs on an animation page, they like this show.
Well, the thing, people that agree with this don't normally say that much either. Like people like to fight. You know
what
I'm saying?
True.
So
that's
it's
true.
Like, I'm thinking that, like, this show is the only time that I can imagine I would watch the show out of being forced to because we're doing this podcast is if I was out of other anime to watch And I'm just like, I'm waiting for my next episode to come out on those Saturdays that most episodes come out. Mm. Or something's going on. It's like, this could be like, I would use this entire anime as a filler.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's the only circumstance I can imagine. And then I would feel dissatisfied at the end.
How many episodes do you watch on average a day?
A day?
Of anime. Because they all around the 20-minute mark.
Yeah, on average, I don't know, maybe two.
That's it?
It just I go through phases. That's why like you're asking average.
Rookie numbers,
my whole
man.
Life.
You gotta get those numbers up.
No, yeah, I'm just saying, but like how
Brennan,
much?
I feel like Brennan has moments where he watches a bunch. And
exactly.
Watching,
like I'll just binge. You know what I'm saying? Like, there'll be times that I'm just like, I feel like actually watching anime right now, and I'll sit down and watch 4 hours of anime. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's just because that's what I want to do. But I do the same shit with video games. I do the same shit with everything because like that's just how I do shit. Like if I want to, like I brought golf clubs home. I just came back from my parents' house. I brought golf clubs home. I'm about to learn golf. So, and you're going to see, like, oh, are you? Like, no, I am. I'm going to get obsessed over this. I'm going to read some books on it. And
read
I'm going to be.
Read some books. Don't do that.
Why just would you not read books?
Who? You can ask Kobe Bryant, does he read a book on basketball?
Yeah, I think he
I bet you
he did.
He did. Phil he actually Jackson says that's. Phil Jackson, Jackson gave a book. It changed his whole entire career.
But it's not.
What he did. Michael Jordan, the same thing.
Him, like, playing.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
No, I do.
You don't.
Athletes don't read. You're not an athlete, so you don't notice.
I was an athlete.
I'm a Division I athlete. I've never read a book about track.
And
in my entire existence.
Because it's just running in a straight line.
No, it's way deeper than that. It's
deeper
going,
than that.
It's way
I mean,
deeper
I'm
than
saying,
that.
Though, it's like...
Running, tell Usain Bolt that it's just running in a straight line.
Well, I'm just saying, though, like, you act like golf in, like...
Nobody reads a book of athletics? That's what... How do you think
you
that...
You think golf is athletics?
Of
course. It's strategy. It's like more strategy and skill.
Now this is off the fucking rails. Not only is this off the rails, but this is about to get personal. I feel it.
I already feel
it's
it too.
It's in the air.
I'm saying like, why are you offended
you know
about why can't I read a book?
I was letting it go though too. I was letting it go. I was kind of like, oh,
shit. Why can't I read a book?
Tell Tiger Woods his thing is not athletic.
I'm just saying like, the best golfer I know.
Oh my God.
The best golfer I know. It's like, yo, this is the easiest way to learn most of the skills.
What's a big stereotype that they have on athletes that's a little bit true? Is that they dumb and all this stuff? How are they successful? You think some of these dumb athletes are reading? No, but they'll dunk on your fucking dickhead, weren't they? Yes. They not reading. That's not a thing. Like, when you do athletic
I'm not ready to have this debate on this podcast.
I'm just saying.
I don't think you want to have this debate.
I do. We can. Because you're not going to win.
We can talk afterwards.
I'm a real athlete. And I know
I'm
that
sure,
it doesn't
and you
take.
You know all of them.
It doesn't
obviously.
Take reading to get you somewhere. Like
I get. You know what's funny? You know what's funny about this? I get both of them.
Yeah.
I get what Ice is saying.
If you have the athletic ability, you don't need to have to read. I don't have anything for golf.
I'm
I
saying
need
it's
to learn.
Trial by fire. Go out there and play.
I've
and
already
learn
been doing that. I'm
to
trying
people.
To like. I'm trying to make be more efficient about the time that I use. Because I can go out there and swing wrong without keeping this arm straight or some shit the
I'll,
whole time.
And
I could read the book.
This is why I feel like it's different. We'll get back on track in a second. I feel like in golf, I feel like him reading. It's not necessarily a bad thing.
Everybody learns differently too,
and that's another thing.
True.
I'm very on probably on Ice's side. I got to go on the fire. I got to hit that shit.
I'm gonna do both.
Yeah, reading about playing hoop, I personally wouldn't. Mm. But when it comes to golf, I might actually read about okay, like what do guys do strategy wise, whatever like that. But when it comes to hoop, I probably would never.
Which club am I gonna use on this hole? Why
but
would
you
I
say,
use club?
But that like
right,
sport.
Right.
But then you mean even the general statement that people read books to get better, like that's not a real thing, like. Athletes don't do that. Like, no athlete that I know is like, hey, let me read this book. They might do it from an inspirational aspect.
I'm so sad you're a black man saying this right now.
It's not. I'm not saying black people can't read.
I know, I'm just saying.
He's just like, yo, y'all shouldn't read. I'm just like, bro.
I'm not
you
saying
athlete,
you, should,
you shouldn't read. If you an athlete, you don't need no books.
That's
you don't need no education.
I'm not saying
matter
that,
of fact,
saying
burn that,
that
money. Make
I'm,
it rain.
I'm not like, saying. I'm saying that reading a book is not something that's going to
make
turn
you a better
you
athlete.
A better athlete.
I'm not trying to be a badder athlete. I'm trying to be a better golf
a
swinger.
A badder athlete?
Yeah. I see what he's saying. But to say what you just said, I actually think that, just to get off this point in a second, that reading certain books, that's why Phil Jackson gave his players certain books, because they open up their minds to certain players or killer instincts or like if you're giving somebody a book to read on The Art of War or something like that.
Right.
I feel like Kobe's a certain type of killer, the way he might deliver himself. But we'll get back. Let's get back on track. My turn to give my fucking point. Jesus Christ. At least the dickhead tangent was funny. Shit. Golly. All right. It's funny. I feel like Brennan would have liked Demon Slayer, Goblin Slayer, my bad, a little bit more. As a character, I guess I see why you kind of liked his intelligence. Because I feel like Brennan would be that type of character. Mm. Yo, let's wait. We can't just
I like to think I would dodge. I would hope.
Well, besides, yeah, I think you would dodge.
I'd be scared as fuck of these big
things. Learn from those mistakes.
I think the first time Brennan would get fucked up. He'd be like, oh, shit, I gotta start dodging.
I'm dodging next
but
time.
He, exactly.
Yeah. If I'm able.
Exactly. Yeah. But a lot of things that both of you guys said, I pretty much agree with. World building was cool.
Yeah.
I think I need an antagonist. Maybe that's just me. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe when
is that
I watch
why you
anime.
Like me so much, Kenan?
Huh?
Is that why you like me so much?
What, you mean, oh, you're my antagonist? I need this. This is why I want to pick one of you motherfuckers. I want to pick Rob. It wasn't for you.
Rob would be the worst antagonist.
Yeah, he would be like, oh, it's all good. Yeah,
you still wear masks today, sir. You're very intelligent. Just like,
but,
oh, thanks, antagonist.
But here's the thing. And maybe for the way I watch anime, I need that. So when I was watching this, I was like, this shit is just, nah, bro.
I get that.
I was like, this shit is terrible. There's no clear-cut reason why he's going. I understand why he's going this hard, but I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I don't care.
There's no, like, ultimate challenge or goal that he's working towards at this point.
You hit it right on the head when you said if the Goblin Lord was the one that brought everybody there and he was, like, the one either watching or the one that raped his sister.
Oh, yeah.
So he's like, I got to get to this motherfucker.
Yeah, that makes
sense.
Not
just kill goblins because it's going to be endless. Yeah. I got to get to him because he did this shit all in.
Yeah.
Even if that happened, I'd still be like 6.5.
No, I wouldn't say I wouldn't say it was a great anime. It wouldn't have made it a great anime. No. Absolutely,
it would have brought more motivation because, like, Kill la Kill, she had motivation
right.
to go after homegirl because
somebody killed my pops. It's like, everybody got to get it.
Right. I kind of thought that, like, there would be some, like, moment at the end of the show where, like, all the women who got goblin raped get together and, like, do some, like, horrible things to the goblins. You know,
burn them all, something like that.
Strap a dildo.
Something like that, just like, you know,
and
rape
the goblins,
you know, or something. I don't know. Like, I feel like there was just so much pain given to all these white women
in
the show. There's not any real retribution because that's what it was. It was just like a bunch, like, this
I
whole
agree.
Show
yeah.
was like the American nightmare from, like, the Ku Klux Klan days. It's like a bunch of different off colored little men run up and rape you.
Exactly. This is why they looked at black people. Like, watch out for these.
This kind of reminded me of Reefer Madness a little bit, actually, when I think about it. It's like, oh, they're smoking on that shit. Like, they're goblins.
They're from the moon.
Yeah.
But so, I guess to wrap my point up, too, all this shit, all this buildup to this last fight scene, to this last war, and this shit was below mediocre to me.
Yeah.
No, you didn't see a lot of special skills. Even the guys that was considered platinum or higher up guys, they didn't have, like, super special moves or, like,
ain't
were
no fire come out they sword.
Exactly, they weren't dope necessarily swordsmen in the sense of, like, all right, you could tell he's the best with the sword. Clearly, he's the best. She's the best with this. He's the best with that. Whatever.
See him do some shit. They're just regular slash.
And then the Goblin Slayer's last fight is pretty much he needs help because he knew he couldn't win, so he had to make this plan and then goes, I'm the Goblin Slayer. And then that's how he ends this shit. It was just, it was mad fucking corny to me, and I got to get this shit a 3 out of 10, bro.
3 out of 10.
All right.
And that's Ice.
Ice, thank you for sharing the show. That is a collective rating of about, was it? 4.25.
Hey, man, you sure Samurai Champloo. So.
Which would have a higher collective rating, I think.
Then this, yes, it would. I'll be honest with you, man.
They're both on the same level to me. They're like neck and neck.
That's a cool thing. You know, there's 3-on-1 there. But go ahead, please. Tell us your go.
Rob
you
didn't even say nothing. So
Rob?
I don't know.
I think I probably put this below Samurai Champloo. Sorry, guys.
It's on the same level for me.
Yeah. I mean,
and on top of that, at least there wasn't 27 episodes.
That's
of this
true.
Year.
At least it was so, over.
At least
half
we,
the time.
You know,
but the
it
highs
was. A,
weren't
it
as
was
high.
A, yeah,
true.
Yeah, but still, like I would take this. I would rewatch this before I watch those 27 episodes of Samurai Champloo.
I'd rather watch Samurai Champloo.
Well, you still didn't watch it the second time.
I'd rather watch my hair not grow on my head. That's how bad this shit was.
Wow,
yikes!
That was a statement.
Yeah,
but yeah, still, I want to hear Ice's breakdown, man. Yeah. What you like? What didn't you like?
I didn't like it at all myself, especially like for me. I think that, I'd put it like this. So I said this, and I guess it was foreshadowing now, but I said, like, if you're going to open up with goblin rape and blood and all this shit, like, if you're going to open up on 10, you got to go through 20.
That's what, like, I'm talking about, yeah.
Right.
And that's the first thing I said, because I was kind of, you know, the goblin rape was rough, but overall.
Pun?
Yeah. it was rough. So, like, if you're going to open out the gate with that, you got to come with it. Just like Baki, as much as I don't like Baki, it came with that action out the gate, and it just doubled down on it throughout the show. And that's what kept me going.
No, yep. During the first season, correct, yes.
First season. Second season, I don't know yet.
Don't.
But for me, I'm like, all right, cool. But they came out at 10 and then slowly worked their way down
to a 1.
To a yeah, 1, yeah.
I would kind of agree with that, yeah.
And it's like, bro, what, like, and then if you're going to open, like, if you're going to make the Goblin Slayer as linear as he was, he needs to be chopping people fucking heads off. Like, yeah. He needs to be a dog. And granted, from a strategic standpoint, he was on top of it. But on the fighting side, he was not a dog
yeah,
like
I mean, he
that.
He fucked
like,
up the little goblins pretty good.
Right. But that ain't like, and you coming in, you counting like 1, 2, like, you need that same energy with the big
he stopped,
people.
Yeah,
like,
he stopped counting towards the end of the show.
Yeah, yeah and that sure wasn't, did. They kept up, they it just.
They probably was like, all right, this is just too much.
I feel like, I don't know, maybe there was something on the back end that we didn't see or something happened.
I think it had
something
to do with, like, the heads. Like, he would take them back and get paid or some shit. Like,
or I'm talking about, like, from overall, from a story perspective. When they came in hot, you came in hot. I don't know if somebody came in while they were making it and was like, hey, bro, you got to chill. Like,
yeah,
chill on this Goblin Raid shit. You came out too strong. Maybe if initially on the back end they had it some overarching dope, dark story, and then somebody came in after those first 4 episodes or issues of the manga and they was like, hey, chill out.
Yeah.
And he was like, all right. So, like, what you did, that you can't go past that. And it was like, the Goblin Raid, you can't go past that. So, it was like, well, fuck.
No, they could, but they could have went past it in the sense of action.
Right.
They could have got about
it's
that action.
Other ways to...
I mean, exactly. 2 other people got fucked up in that cave pretty brutally. One got stabbed in the stomach and begged for death, and another one got just stabbed and, like, his fucking his limbs cut off. Like, those were pretty fucking
that
hardcore,
was
too.
Pretty bad.
And we didn't get back to that either.
Yeah, that's true.
It's
yeah.
just, I don't... It, facts. It, you're I right. don't know what it's about these animes, and I don't know if it's specifically the ones we're watching, but a lot of them play it safe towards the end. As much as we like Megalobox, they played it safe towards the end. Yeah. And it's like a theme of a lot of the animes that I watch. They just play it safe. And it's like, if you open on 10, why are you playing it safe on the back end?
Yeah.
Like the back end, especially if you're setting it up. Because like I said, I got hyped. When I saw those tracks, I'm like, yeah, they about to get, you know, I'm going to get retribution for them shitting on this show. Like these 2 episodes.
Ice licked his lips like, yes, finally.
Finally. I'm like, yes.
I started powering up under his breath.
I'm like, these two episodes are about to be lit. Like it's about to be crazy. It's about to make up for all or just erase all of the bullshit that we done been through. No,
yeah,
not everything. Like his plan was dope, but like you said, nothing went awry.
Yeah.
So why am I investing in it? Did I smile at parts? Did I say like, damn, he really knows his shit? It's another way that you can show your smarts by being like, okay, shit went awry, but let's do this, and this. And then people need to die.
Yeah.
If Game of Thrones can kill off people that they invested in, fucking anime, like,
they
should be able to do it too. Like,
okay. Who would you have killed?
Yeah.
The paladin would have died.
Literally any of them. Like,
the adventurers.
I want the lizard man to stay alive.
The adventurers wanted either the elf or the dwarf should have died.
Yeah,
that should have been real shit.
Yep.
Honestly, out of all of them, the priest should have died, and that should have sent him into a fucking whirlwind of just destruction. Like that. That's what would have been hard for me if she got either homegirl, his girl at the crib got goblin raped, or the priest got done up. One of them two, and just sent him on a tear.
Yeah,
I disagree about the priestess because I think the one thing that they almost got to that they didn't quite, which would have been cool for the priestess to get there, if she had become like as ruthless as him.
Yeah, yeah,
which is what I thought they should have been building up to.
That would have been too. Yeah, like a, yeah, exactly. like she's so sensitive, then all of a sudden she comes desensitized.
Yeah,
yeah. I think that would have been.
They tried to show that when she had him squeezed between the thing and he was crying and she was just looking
like,
at
nah,
him.
Nah,
but she should have been the one that finished him off, not the Goblin Slayer,
and just made him a fucking glass, like fucking s'mored his ass.
Yeah.
Like a goblin s'mores. Like, I don't know, like something like, I don't know. I was just, and then from the fighting, I was disappointed in the fighting.
So what do you rate it out of 10?
I give like a 4.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So nobody hit it with a 5? Well, you hit it with a 5,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we had 2 5s over
two
here.
2 5s and 2, a 4 and a 3.
Yeah, I think for me, I think I should have.
I
guess I should have did more recon on the show.
I'm not mad that we watched the show.
I'm not mad either. No, I'm glad that we watched it because it gave us, just like I'm not mad that, I mean, I guess I'm kind of mad we watched Gangsta, but it gives us a basement.
No, the thing is we have like, we now really, like I feel like we're a couple of shows away from being able to do like a whole episode of like, we all make our list of the animes we've watched.
Yeah.
And we rank them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I told the people, a specific person that recommended this because they've been listening to the episodes, and I told them like, if I had to choose a different anime, I wouldn't have chose a different anime. If I had the choice to go back, I wouldn't, just because, just like you said with Shampoo, it gives us a dialogue to talk about.
Yeah, like, so we all just like, this is great. Like Megalobox, we're like, yo, how'd you guys enjoy that? Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they can't all be like that.
Yeah. That was fun though. Oh, man,
but it's cool though that they have people that do like it. I'm not one of them. Yeah. Just like you have people that like gangsters.
It's funny. Yeah. It has a pretty good fan base. I think Gadget Geekery, she said she liked it. Anarchist 61, he gave it an 8 out of 10.
Which I would that, never. That, I gave it half of that.
Anarchist 61, you are forever tainted.
I ain't gonna lie to
Mark
you, fam.
That man.
You smoking, man. You need to give a better explanation. He actually gave his explanation. It's mad long, but it pretty much, he said because he loves world building. He was all into that. And
tell him to watch Slime.
He said it hit his main three things. I think it was world building, like character development, and something else.
What
right?
character development?
I'm
just saying, like, go, like, he likes that kind of shit. That's what, like, Reincarnated as a Slime. Like, this show is like Reincarnated as a Slime on crack. Like, that's what this feels like to me. Because that show actually builds out and shows you all the monsters. It builds on this character development. It has development in everybody that you can visibly see. And it's in a world that's very similar to this, but it's like there's actual points and there's actually antagonists, you know, there's plot lines, there's subplot lines. There's like a lot more to it than this show where it's just like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was joking around, but at the same time, like the one thing that you can point to with the Goblin Slayer that was character development is he did learn to trust
people,
and rely on others, which is like, okay, that's definitely something that's there, but.
But it doesn't explain
that
something.
That shouldn't have took 12 episodes to get
No, and
there.
I disagree that he didn't learn to do that because the only way that he would know how one of those goblin bosses attacks a place like that village is because he's seen it before. And if he's seen it before, how the fuck would he survive that shit by himself? He couldn't.
Well,
so it means he's had to work with people before when he's faced it before. Or
well,
how else would
he
figure
it
out?
He saw it when he was a kid.
Yeah, he saw it when he was a kid.
That's
when
he saw it before.
And he got, he hid. That's how he lived. Yeah.
So my question, but the thing is though, is like when he was a kid, one of the things they say about the show is that the Goblin Slayer says that goblins will learn. They learn, they always improve, they always do new shit. Like, that's why you always got to kill all of them. And so what you're saying is, like, this horde right here is the same horde or similar horde that didn't learn any new tricks at all, that he anticipated every single thing he saw, that they've been doing the exact same thing since he was a kid.
I think maybe
that's what happened.
Yeah. That's so stupid.
I think it's over time. I don't think it's like the horde that attacked and raped his sister and stuff. I don't think that's where he learned all that from. I think he's learned over time. They either going to hit you with the riders, they're going to come with the champion, they come with the flesh shields. Mm-hmm. I don't think that was all that happened at that time. Because you can't see all of that when you
Anne
Franken.
I'm just saying though, Anne Franken. Well, I'm just saying is like, all those things that he talked about, he predicted from them. If he knew about all this shit, he couldn't even take one of those champions by himself.
Right.
In
no
a
way.
Cave.
No
Remember
way.
How he was talking about if I was in a cave, I'd be like, no. If you were in a cave with these motherfuckers, they would have killed you.
If I was in a boxing ring, it'd be different. But out in the streets, I ain't got no hand. Get the
Bruh,
fuck out of here.
He would have got lit. I'm just saying, like.
No,
had,
I agree. But I feel like we're making different points in that. Like, it's more about him being able to go out and go to the guild and be like, help me, rather than just being like, all right, fuck
yeah,
it. Like,
it.
It's just me.
And just run. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like he was in a different town or some shit, though. I feel like, you know, I don't know, man. I feel like there has to be something.
No, but they said that he's been there for
forever. I don't like this show.
Yeah, we gotta wrap this up. We're going hella long. Cam was like, bro, you should have wrapped this up 15 minutes ago. I want to make one quick comment. I found out one of the people that recommended Gangster to us.
Mm. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
Big Times Daryl, the one you be kind of getting into it with ice.
Yeah.
Because I went back on my DM to see who, because I know people were saying something about goblins, and they say my picks are Gangsta, Assassination Classroom, Black Lagoon, and
Gangsta at the top of the list, too.
Gangsta.
He's all right, so look,
Big Daryl, you got some explaining to do, buddy. I don't know if you spoke up, buddy.
I got an explanation for him.
What?
How many TV shows are on TV that you think are trash TV and garbage?
Lots.
Lots. And a lot of people watch them, right?
Well, there's so much fucking content right now.
But I'm saying a lot of people watch it, though, right?
Yeah, for sure.
There you go.
What?
He's like that for anime. He's the one that just, like I like trash anime, so this is what I like. It's just
he only gave us one, so I can't say he likes trash anime.
Yeah,
maybe
that.
But if his is our basement, though. It's not like he gave us, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is
he led with Gangster.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, yo, you got one opportunity to show us something you like, and he's like, Gangster. It's like,
Him, like I said,
you are a trash human being, my friend.
Him
like,
and his other dude from the Bay
when
Area.
It comes to your, when it comes
trash
to,
human being.
He's a trash, when it comes to your taste in anime, you are a trash human being.
Hey,
I said it.
I got into a nice,
those aren't fighting words. Those are just, honest words.
But in the comment section, you and Brennan, you and Mr. Producer Face, but it come with that hate, brother.
Yeah. I mean, I already brought it, so all here right. we are.
All right, listen,
I got. Can I say one thing real quick? I know my cam, my no. bad. But world building does, and I'm just saying this because we both have. No, we've all seen this show. Does Dragon Ball Z have good world building? Yes or no?
I'd say no.
No.
It's okay, yeah, I just wanted to make sure because I didn't just to get like people's levels of world building.
But also too, I think
it's enough.
It's enough, and the action keeps you in.
Yeah, right. The Dragon Ball series does not have good world building.
All right, all right. I just go ahead and drop yourself.
The eye exam, THEIYEXAM.
Rob,
RV Danger, and RV Danger 44 on Twitter.
Brennan
at Mr. Producer Face on the gram.
Oh, Big X, Daryl gonna come for your head, for your neck.
He tried it with me; it didn't work out too well.
Yeah,
I saw that. You guys see it ending well for him, honestly?
I'm interested because I know how you debate, and then I've seen him go at ice, so it's gonna be great.
Well, you'll notice that online, I don't really argue with idiots, so we'll see how this goes.
Wow, you calling him an idiot out the gate?
I'm not calling him an idiot. I'm just saying
home name attack.
I'm just saying if he comes at you with idiot stuff, I'm not gonna reply.
I'm going to DM him right now, just like, you'll never believe what Brennan is saying about you on the podcast right now.
All right, man. I'm Keenan Baker on everything, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. Also, too, I think we're doing a standalone episode next week.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get into
What's your pick?
It's my pick up next. So, and I was going to, I was telling Keenan about this. We're not actually going to be able to watch this for a little while because it actually doesn't drop on Netflix until the 21st, I think. So, next Friday. Or something like that, but I think we should watch Neon Genesis, which is one of the kind of the grandfathers of anime, and it's right. hitting the streaming in the States for the first time ever in like two Fridays from now.
So we might have to do two standalone episodes then.
Yeah, or something, or maybe like a mini like a movie. Or
I think it comes out. Yeah, if I remember right, it comes out like so. Next week we'll have the standalone, and then. Yeah, we might have to do two. We'll take a look.
Yeah, it's all good. All right, man. Oh yeah, myself is Keenan Baker on everything. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Animation. See you next week.
Peace.
And so anime was solved forever.